We are checking as far as the draft version uploaded to the website, we are checking it. Meanwhile, while it's being checked, I'm just wondering if there is any other delegation, because I heard different opinion on the Russian proposal. Honestly speaking, as the chair, I would prefer to go with this proposal expressed by the Russian Federation and to have a footnote, because really, and I many times, several times, and during the preparation to the second PEPCOM, during all my contacts and visits to the capitals and the online consultations, and during these 2 weeks exercise, I clearly heard from the delegations, and I also expressed the same opinion, that it is really absolutely impossible to, you know, to reflect all the deliberations, all the priorities, to be equally reflected and to enjoy the same level of enthusiasm and satisfaction with this. So we tried our best, and you know, to prepare the document, and we of course understand that the issues contained, these issues and you know, priorities and expectations expressed and stated during these two weeks deliberation, they are entirely and in full scale reflect what's going on beyond these walls, just in taking into account the overall political context, the geopolitical development on the, worldwide. So this is why I agree, because it's, I share the understanding that this is, it's not like the factual was going on within the NPT, because it is overshadowed with this political context, as I said. So my position would be to have this footnote in the document. I see Ambassador of Australia, please.
Small point. We support your prerogative on this, but I would ask, if we are having a footnote, that it reflect consistent with other documents, chair as opposed to chairman. Thank you.